Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back to the broadcast. We appreciate you being here. We're going to get right back into it with Gary and Chris. We appreciate you joining us on the RBN Network. Please support the network. And if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, 800-313-9443. So check out the weather spitting out of Copper Harbor, Michigan. Copper Harbor is not, it ain't called Copper Harbor for nothing. They've got one of the largest copper deposits in the world there. And what better place to put a weather generating station than a place where there's a giant enormous acres of copper conductivity to amplify any weather one globalist entity might be willing to generate. And people can just look into geoengineering, weather modification, stratospheric aerosol geoengineering, et cetera. With that, I'm going to get right to Chris because he's been patient for so long. Chris, how are you tonight?
Well, if I was any better, I'm sure it would be illegal.
Well, you know, everything is illegal now. I mean, you can't walk out your door without unknowingly committing some statutory.
It seems to me I read somewhere or heard some wise guy say, average human being commits something like 60 or better felony crimes every day, according to all the just the huge, monstrous amounts, piles of legalisms they have on the books. It's just so insidiously insane. There's no way anyone could be properly cognitively appraised to have any appreciation to know all the little nuances. In fact, it's said that a reasonable prosecutor in the legal system can indict a ham sandwich. And I have no doubt that's absolutely true in legal la-la
land. It is. Well, that was the original, I mean, if you had any belief in the original early days of the National Liberty Alliance, it was that the sitting grand jury, the puppet grand juries, the grand juries that would indict a ham sandwich that are seated by district attorneys. I'll get some feedback on my voice, so it's hard for me. Forgive me if I'm talking over you. I'm hearing myself delayed. It's not the board's fault, but it's just distracting to me. But what I wanted to throw in there was, you know, here we have juries that have been seated. Now, Chris, I think you know this situation. Fill in the details. What was it in Tennessee? There was a grand jury seated for 20 years. The same people, the same Masons. And who was the gentleman, a military officer, retired, took the case foolishly to the district attorney who then set him up on some charge, and the guy's in, is he still in jail? The Commander Fitzpatrick. Is anybody familiar with his case?
I'm not familiar with it, but what you're describing is a professional grand jury, not a random selection of the people of the county that's supposed to be a representation of the grand jural assemblage. And this is the unfortunate circumstance we deal with today. The grand juries that they have today really are instrumentalities of the prosecution and the court, and they're many times they don't go challenge, they don't do a voir dire and find out they're married to police officers or their sons are police officers or public service and agencies or judges, and you know, having all this incestuous relationship of family members working in the legal system, whether they're clerks of the court, recorder's office, the court secretary, the secretary, the keeper of the judge's secrets, the clerk of the court, marshals in the office. You know, it's just one big incestuous
inbred government hillbillies, and my apologies to the hillbillies out there. I didn't mean to insult you. Okay, so we'll see if Trump's making a difference here, which in the most important thing, which in my mind is coming down to the Zionist-financed, Vatican-managed, and intelligence agency-executed through the multinational corporations and the defense suppliers, the military-industrial complex. AFRL pursues 3D printing technology. The U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory is examining whether three-dimensional printing can be used in a safe, reliable manner for aircraft parts.
I've got to share something with you.
Go ahead. How do you feel about 3D printing for your airplane parts?
I don't think I'd be flying. I haven't been flying ever since the TSA took over, that bunch of criminals and perverts and depraved people that want to sit around and look at you naked all day and steal you up when you go through like you're some sort of a criminal. But there's a really intriguing group of videos out by a fellow by the name of Robert Cody Snodgrass, G-R-E-S-S, S-N-O-D-G-R-E-S-S. He was on Caravan of the Midnight, and I may have been on Alex Jones. And this guy is a real deal special ops professional who is just aghast at the things they were having them do, who has come out a whistleblower, and he's shedding the light on all the things going on, weather modification, injections for infection, sterilization by Gardasil, all these dangerous injections they give that they claim are vaccines which don't cure or repair or prevent anything other than they cause disease so that the medical, the Medi-Ka-El, that you're killed by these gods that love themselves, me. And so they go to these people, they shoot them up with this stuff. They're full of thimerosal adjuvants, nanoparticulates, sometimes human or animal body parts. And amazing, your body has a reaction. It makes you sick as hell. And you have to pay more money to be treated even further and take more drugs that make you even sicker. It's just
there
the most
is.
Insane circle of destruction. It's about as insane as these court systems, which have really become predatory, rapacious abusers of the people. They're preying on human trafficking in these courts, extorting money out of everyone, eking out their wealth, the same things that were listed as enumerated dangers and intrusions, trespasses on the natural rights of the people in the preamble of the Constitution, the unanimous proclamation, and the Bill of Rights.
Well said. Congress approves Patriot sale to Poland. U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency. Did y'all get that? The U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency on November 14th. You see how it doesn't matter what he does with PPP or building a wall or restoring the stock market to an unnatural level of 25 million that's only going to crash. It's in the near future. If this military industrial stuff can keep rolling, you can keep the ball rolling, he's going to do exactly, he's going to be the New World Order's favorite deceiver. So the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency, listen to this carefully, people. The U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency on November 14th notified Congress of a possible $10.5 billion foreign military sale to Poland of an integrated air and missile defense battle command system enabled Patriot Configuration 3+, whatever that means. This is a major piece of military hardware, I'll tell you that. And they're going to note it. They're going to, like Leon Panetta, the Jesuit, told Congress, we're going to come note, we're going to get approval from NATO and the European allies. There's another organization that I'm looking for. I can't think of the name. Basically, it said we're going to go to, the UN. Okay, yeah. The NATO and the UN, and checked with, we're going to get our marching orders from them, and then we'll come back and let you know, all you Congress critters know, what we're going to do as a courtesy call. We'll send you a smoke signal or just spit on the sidewalk in a certain pattern, and that'll tell you what we're doing. And okay, see ya. That's what we have put out. See, did you get this? The U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency. Some made-up three-letter agency. Have you ever heard about this one? Are they talking about this on Fox News? Are they talking about this on InfoWars? And by the way, when I hear over InfoWars and people saying, can you believe it's CNN and they're lying, the present two media, and they're liars, they're just such liars, we can't believe it. Right. And who's talking about it? The supposed alternative media, InfoWars, it's just regurgitating and arguing with the same liars. There's no breaking out of that box. This breaks you out of the box to this, the U.S. I've never heard of this. The U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency. they notified Congress, hey, we're gonna sell $10.5 billion worth of your people's money stuff and buy it to Poland. All right? Just wanted to let you know.
You know, Eric.
See ya.
To John Stadmiller's credit, he did a marvelous job elucidating all the alphabet agencies, these JSOCs, Southern Command, Northern Command, AFRICOM, MIDCOM. You know, they've got about 20 different agencies. They all these Joint Operations Command, Joint Special Operations Command.
All the comms, yeah.
All these are empire building. They're actually American terrorist organizations that to take over countries and to force them into the Central Reserve, Federal Reserve Corporation, to serve the private interest of these Zionist global bankster gangsters. And I think Korea is one of those few, maybe there's half a dozen left, maybe 11 around the world, that don't have a central controlled federal debt note usury system where they can glean and hijack money off of every transaction in a form of a rental fee for their so-called currency and the Pharisees. And this has been going on since the beginning of time. They want every one of their total divination so they can have a piece of every action. They'll start out with just a little increment. All we want is just a little piece for our poor, starving children. It'll only be a half a percent or 1%. Of course, then it'll wind up being, it'll be 99 for you, 99 for them, and 1 for you.
Yeah, it's ungodly. So this is the DS. We got a caller we'll get to in a minute. So this is the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency. It's called the DSCA. I've never heard of it. This is one of the most insidious. This is where the rubber meets. This is where the bomb meets the flesh overseas. And you can be assured it's going to be coming here. I mean, it already is. Look what they did to Chris. I mean, look what they did to Tom LaGuevara. Look what they're doing to the Bundys. You're almost better off dead. They're locking people in cells and solitary and almost torturing them. It's that and death. I don't know which is worse. It's all equally horrible. So anyway, the DSCA notified Congress a couple weeks, about a month ago, that they're going to spend $10.5 billion with a B now. That's not just the millions. This is billions. This is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, thousands of millions of dollars.
They're not worried, Eric. It's your money they're spending. No problem.
No, it's no problem. Trump, right. Now you think Trump's going to spend his own money? Heck no. He's too cheap. He's too busy spending it on his pimps and hoes. He's not going to spy. He's going to bill us for all this big ticket. China unveils two armed AHAWK VTOL UAV models. The state-owned Aviation Industry Corporation of China, AVIC, unveiled two models of its AHAWK series of strike-capable reconnaissance vertical takeoff and landing unmanned aerial vehicles at the November 12th to 16th Dubai Air Show. Last month. Do you all know that? The Dubai Air Show. China's unveiling its new stuff there. It's probably for sale on the open world market. Chinese Navy quietly commissions more ships. Photographs recently emerged in Chinese online forums suggesting the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy commissioned its latest Jingdao class type. Oh, yeah, this is the Corvette. 56A Corvette. November 16th. Don't you love the way the Chinese are using calling one of their ships a Corvette? Isn't that an American car? Aero completes development of new L-39CW variant Albatross. Aero Vadokity has completed development of a new variant of its L-39 trainer and light attack aircraft designated the L-39CW. Company announced the L-39CW involves retrofitting an existing L-39 with a more powerful and efficient Williams International FJ-44 4M jet engine. Another U.S. and Pacific, Trump making a difference? Yeah, he's making a difference for the military-industrial. He's walking you right into, you ready for a war? Your President Donald Caesar is pimping war everywhere in the world. He's slapping North Korea down as much as possible. And they're playing right along at the behest of the Chinese, who are doing the dance with us in Djibouti with two giant military bases within 5 minutes of each other. We got a caller, and before I get to the next article, let's go to the caller. Who is it? Caller? Who do we got?
What?
Chance?
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Eric, Chris, and Gary. Chris, that man that you mentioned, he was an ex-CIA agent, Cody Snodgrass. He was on the Jeff Lentz show for 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Yeah, he, I don't know about Alex Jones. I don't listen to Alex Jones. As far as I'm concerned, he's a shill and a provocateur. But
can't argue with Cody, you.
This Cody Snodgrass, Eric, you should have him on very soon if you could possibly get him. He has a lot of information. He was extremely good. Like I said, there might be a link on Jeff Rentz's website. He was on for two nights in a row for 2 hours each night.
Okay.
Yeah, and if I were you, I would do it soon because I don't know how much longer he's going to be around because I wouldn't be surprised if they try to assassinate him, I'll be honest with you, because he spilled the beans about quite a few. Yeah, he spilled the beans about quite a few things. And I found him to be reputable.
Okay. He passed,
ultra credible.
He passed the RBN listener test. That's a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I would imagine, I don't know his website. He just wrote a book. I can't recall the name of the book, but you might check jeffrentz.com. I believe that's his website, and see if there's a link. And I would get him on as a guest very soon.
Sounds
you
like
just
a winner.
Google his name.
Yeah,
Robert
on
Cody
Chris, if you want to send him an email and see if he's... Yeah, see if he'll come on this broadcast, Chris. Send him an email sometime.
Yeah, he's very good. You'll be impressed. All right, gentlemen, good night now.
Very good, Chance. Thank you so much, my friend.
No problem.
Yeah, Chris, maybe you could send Mr. Snodgrass an email and see if he'd come on the broadcast, and we'll take it from there.
I'll see what we can do. Like I say, I listened to two of his presentations today. All you got to do is search his name out on your favorite search engine, Robert Cody Snodgrass, G-R-E-S, and you'll come up with several different things on YouTube with him. I think there's some videos. I think if you just do that, you'll be able to find his book, too. I don't remember where he said it was going to be, but a couple different locations. Right now, I think you have to get it. He says there's a lot more intel inside the book than the stuff he's putting out over the airwaves. It goes into detail, names, shows the links and where the money went and who got the money and who got killed and how they murdered and trafficking children and everything else.
Hey, wow. Sounds like a lot of truth there. Okay, we'll look into that. It sounds good. Anybody wants to comment on his work, that's fine. It sounds like he's trying to get to the bottom of things. I'm not familiar with the man, but I'll look into his stuff on YouTube, see what he has to say, and take it from there. Chris, you got pretty good discernment. So does Chance. I mean, we get it now from like, I mean, the how do I describe it? You know, the rise and fall, or the crash and burn, or the never was there in the first place of the InfoWars situation. I mean, I'm just going back to the just basic nuts and bolts. Why the heck is there not a news? Are they not sending a news? I mean, if they were, let's assume that they were what they purport to be, which is honest and for real and, liberty-loving. Oh, yeah, we'll get to our caller in a second. Hang on there. Why are they not covering the Bundy trial? They were there for the state. It wasn't like they just ignoring the whole thing. Oh, the Bundys are Mormons and we just don't even touch that. They had crews up the you-know-what, up the wazoo when the BM was
mainstream media smelled blood. They were there.
You know how many views that their website got from the videos that David Knight, and he did good work, and they were good when they were there. I mean, they were covering the Bundy thing. But you see, that was during the Obama administration. Now we got Donald Caesar, who Alex Jones called Julius Caesar in a positive way. He said, if you kill our Julius Caesar, we're going to, the left will, you'll regret it. And he went on to just a, basic, thing. But he called Trump Julius Caesar. It was not me. It was him saying it. As if it were a good thing, though. When I called Trump Donald Caesar, I mean, I'm trying to insult him. I want to do that. I don't want to acknowledge that he's some credible, good, honest. He's a complete, absolute, need I go back? Shall I go back to the list? Australia's second air warfare, caller, we'll get to you in a second. Australia's second air warfare destroyer begins sea trials. The second air warfare destroyer, AWD, on order for the Royal Australian Navy, has begun its first phase of sea trials ahead of this ship expected delivery into service in mid-2018. Helibras modernizes two helicopters for Brazilian Army. Helibras, the Brazilian subsidiary of Airbus Helicopters, has completed the modernization of two more helicopters for the Brazilian Army, the company reported. The aircraft, one AS-365 Panther K2 and another one H-125M Phoenix, will be returned to the Army's 1st and 2nd Aerial Battalions. Indian Navy receives its first of two submarine rescue systems. I want to skip down to, where's the Columbia one? This is a great one. U.S. donates transport vehicles. U.S. donates transport vehicles to the Colombian Navy. The Colombian Navy received 8 Navistar MV-7000 vehicles donated by the United States on November 17th, reportedly worth a total of $1.3 million. The vehicles can carry up to 24 troops or serve as cargo vehicles with a capacity of 5 tons and feature a ring mount for a machine gun. Ray, Beretta unveils PMX 9mm submachine gun. Beretta is set to unveil its new PMX 9mm submachine gun at the Milipol 2017 exhibition in Paris. It's in France. The PMX will replace the company's venerable Model 12 Series 9mm SMG. Okay, so do I need to make the point? The military-industrial complex continues not only in seamless fashion, in hyperspace on steroids fashion, to where I don't care what you want to come up with that Trump's done that's even halfway close to good. I mean, giving the land back to the people, the quote-unquote, supposed back to the corporation of the state of, the corporate state of Utah. How does that benefit anybody? Everybody's out there. Trump gave the land back, and he reversed Obama's executive order. Oh, big deal. So now the corporation called Utah owns the land instead of the corporation called United States. You think there's going to be a difference? And do you think there's a difference in the shareholders and stakeholders of the corporation? Don't forget what Obama said. A wide variety of stakeholders agree that land need to be seized for eminent domain. Right. And guess what? A wide variety of stakeholders in the state of Utah and that corporation are going to take possession of that land. It's going to go in some other land trust or become a state park and with state Nazis driving around instead of federal Nazis. Big deal. Big difference. I want the title to my property back. It's sitting down at the clerk's office. They stole the title to my private property, and I got to pay rent to keep a piece of property every year? Are you kidding me? In a country that was founded on private property rights and a tax revolution? Why are we talking about that, Mr. Donald Caesar? Okay, who do we have for the caller? Do we have a caller?
I heard the beep beep.
Who is it? We're going to the caller real quick, Chris. Hold tight. Madam caller, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello, who
Hello.
Is it?
My name is Marty. Are you talking to your caller?
Beautiful. Marty, how's it going there in Utah? Don't you feel great? Are you going to get some of that land that Donald Trump just gave back to the people of your state? You're one of the people. Y'all lined up ready for your 5 acres?
I am in freezing Idaho, so I'm not in Utah.
Oh, I thought you said you were in Utah. But same
in Idaho. Okay, I just
same question applies.
What?
I was just gonna say same question applies. I mean, do you agree with me, Marty, that the people are never gonna see hide nor hair of that land? It's gonna go into a trust owned by the corporation of the state of Utah instead of a corporation owned by the US. Go ahead.
But I am calling about to echo the previous caller, and I want you to get Cody Snodgress, G-R-E-S. His book is called Choosing the Light. Choosing the Light. Choosing the Light, The Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing. He's a whistleblower, and they wanted him to blow up the Murrah building. Anyway, I listened to most of his thing a night and a half, and unbelievable. I couldn't turn him off. So, I Cody Snod, G-R-E-S.
Very good. Okay, that's...
Billy, he's been in the Marines or the Army. I mean, he's been... Oh, my God, he knows so much. It's kind of scary. So, I hope he's safe and still alive right now, you know?
Okay, sounds good. Well, we need more people. If he is what everybody says he is, I guess, you know, we need more people like him in the movement. I'm going to retain my discernment, my skepticism, you know, not skepticism, but I'm going to take a look. see what he has to offer, see what he's talking about. I'm going to see what he's talking about and see what he's not talking about is very telling as well. So thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. You're doing a great job, you guys. I love you. Bye.
Oh, I appreciate that, Marty. Thank you. Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Eric.
So if you'd like to join. Chris?
Well, what he said was he was the original choice to blow up the federal building there at the Murrah in Oklahoma City. And he said they only offered $1 million and knew if that was all they were offering, it was a setup. And, of course, they found McVeigh, the CIA operative agent, to do some of the stuff and get caught driving a yellow Ford with no plates away from the scene of the crime, supposedly.
Yeah.
And the day of the blast by a highway patrolman. The whole thing is stunk because it was an FBI false flag event. The FBI, like it says on the Hartman page of RBN, is nothing but a criminal gang, a gang of thugs that set up people. They find ignorant, incompetent, mentally compromised, least sophisticated people, give them the equipment stuff to perpetrate the illusion of a crime. Sometimes it's a dud, sometimes not, like Andre J. Metallo, the Times Square bomber, the underwear bomber, Jimmy Neutron Holmes in Aurora, Colorado, the guy down in Tucson, Arizona, Gerald Lee Loftner. I mean, these things are just over and over, it's the same old thing, create these false lone wolf terrorists that are going to do something diabolical, the idea, the shoe bomber, that we all have to take our shoes off everywhere
Danny
we go
Hook.
Our belts down.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook. Yep. Yeah, I mean, they just go on and on. I can't think of one real mass crime in the recent history that hasn't, in the, at least in retrospect, shown to be a government state-sponsored terror event to drive the public opinion. That is exactly the nature of a false flag event. Find some ignorant dupe that you can frame the blame on or leave behind to frame the blame on and let all the real perpetrators get away, the professionals, like at the Dark Knight shooting up at Colorado with Jimmy Neutron Holmes. I mean, the whole thing is a bunch of hooey. And anybody that buys these lies of the government is really, they're showing their lack of knowledge of what's really going on in the world. And Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and this country's in a heap of doo-doo.
Well, here's the problem. The New World Order will be destroyed for lack of crime, so they have to engineer it. There's no way to pack those private prisons like CCA, which all the, including New York State Common Retirement Fund is, so all the witches and Nazis in New York are invested through their retirement fund in CCA, Correction Concentration Camps of America. Do I hear music? I do hear music. Turn it up, Mike. Turn it up. We'll be right back. Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network with Gary and Chris. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet. For the fire in
back, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Derek, the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the RBN Network. We got two callers, Sovereign Man and Charlie. Awesome. Let me just read one more of these to get the message through to people. Oh, proposal submitted for serial production of Altay Tank. Autocar, Neural Holding BAE Systems Joint Venture, FNSS and BMC, which is 49% owned by the Qatari Armed Forces Industry Committee, submitted proposals to the Turkish Defense Industries Undersecretariat on November 16th for the production of 250 third-generation Altay main battle tanks. 250 new tanks for Turkey. You feel better now? Don't you feel safer? And Trump's running around slapping down North Korea. Moving the capital to Jerusalem deal, which is strictly going to put fuel on a fire, pounding the war drums against Iran, but bringing up things they did 60 years ago and trying to get everybody pissed off at Iran to stimulate the new war there. Then, of course, AFRICOM, where our base is 5 miles down the road from the Chinese military base in Djibouti. and the Chinese have a new 89-meter attack Navy vessel called the Corvette. Isn't that precious? Sovereign Man First, how are you, my friend?
Can you hear me?
What's up, Sovereign? Yes, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
We're hanging in there. Appreciate everything you're doing over at Freedom Scream Radio.
.chattango.com. Yeah, that's a chat room. I ran across a link which is an alternative to YouTube. It's called RU.
Get up. Yeah, what is it?
It's called RU. Hold in. RUclip.com.
Okay, let me take that slow. That would be R as in Roger, U as in underneath. RUclip, C-L-I-P, as in a film clip?
That's correct.
Okay, RUclip. Yeah, okay, RUclip.com. Could you post a little alert to that as to that on our Freedom Scream Radio? And if you have...
The link is already dropped in there. It is the Rents video with Corey.
Okay.
So if they want to go there and listen to it, and actually it has a download link, so you can download it and listen to it later if you want.
Oh wow, very cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool. That, like we did that with our jury nullification flyer, just reminding people also a court, you want to go to Freedom. I typed in just Freedom Scream Radio without the Chat Tango, and it went to the Chat Tango thing, and so that was good. So even if you just type in your engine, Freedom Scream Radio, but it is .chattango, chattango.com. And that's great. It's good to, in a downloadable, because then if people can download it easily. You make it easy on people. That's part of being an activist, is try to make it easy on the people that you're trying to wake up, where they just can hit one button, download something, and maybe watch it later when they're not cooking dinner or dealing with, you know, work or family situations, you know. And that really does help, having that download feature. We have that, our jury nullification flyer in a PDF file over at courtroomwatch.com or courtroomwatch.org. Either way, it'll get you there. But Courtroom Watch is where you want to go and download that jury nullification flyer, because people, we all have to start doing something for freedom. Sitting around ain't going to cut it, and complaining that, you know, the sky is falling, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, and the world's going to end tomorrow, so you might as well just forget it. That's a coward's play. That sets up a really evil superstructure and a really evil antichrist system for your children and grandchildren and other people's children and grandchildren to inherit. Sovereign Man?
Yes, there's a link to Courtroom Watch in the header of the chat room. I was looking for contact information for Corey, and I ran across the video link. I haven't watched it yet or listened to it yet, but it's an hour and a half, so I presume it's the presentation with Rents, with minus the commercials.
Oh wow! Okay, so people. You don't need to go anywhere else. Just go to Freedom Scream Radio. Sovereign Man, God bless you. Posting up anything and everything that's... I mean, I can admit, I haven't gone there. I haven't had the time between this broadcast and surviving with work and all the other things that I do with activism to get to over there to take a look. But it sounds like you got it pretty well chock full of some good... Plenty to look at over there, let's just say that. And we really appreciate it, because we want to direct people kind of to our broadcast. Not that we're... I'm not getting paid anything for this. I appreciate donations. I'll give out my address later as well. I do get them occasionally, and it's very helpful. Some nice listeners in Oregon send me a donation.
I think your email is in the header, too.
Oh, that's awesome. I think my email account is erichughes.ny@yahoo, and my PayPal account is erichughesjones@gmail. I think that's the way it's working out. So, but yeah, Sovereign Man, excellent work, and it's nice that you post up articles and links, and you know, pertinent YouTube videos, information and awareness, activism things. That's just great, because people can go there and they can find not only truth and awakening, but they can get have a mission. You know, okay, well, I'm going to download 20 jury nullification flyers and pass them out in the next 10 days. And just with the coffee shop, at the work cafeteria, at work, at school, post them on public bulletin boards. Get that word out there. That's the one thing that's very easy. It's low impact, it's low risk, and it's high value, because when you get dragged up in front of the witch's court, people, and it can happen to any and all of us, you know, it's you're going to really value the fact that you got that word out there, and there's probably somebody in that jury pool who either heard it directly or maybe through the grapevine from somebody about the jury, their duty to perform jury nullification to keep their community safe from a militarized, statutory, ecclesiastic tribunal, which is what our modern witches' courts have become. Sovereign, anything else?
Nope. If I find Corey's information, I'll see if I can get it to the board op to get to you.
Sweet. Wow. Right. Man, I tell you, you're doing great work. Thank you.
Don't thank me. Praise Yah.
The creator gets the thanks, but, you know, you're involved, and you're the executioner in a good way. Once again, the executioner should be getting, I mean, obviously the credit goes to the creator, and we try to kind of write off the evil ones to, you know, Satan, but let's give credit where credit is due. You're doing godly work over there trying to spread the truth as best that we can come up with it in its complete form. I try to not, you know, it's hard to get everything out there, but not bury people and bum rush them so they just mentally overload and shut down. Sometimes that's kind of my attempt when I get a lot of articles or a long list and it needs to be driven home. I mean, you know, the Indian Navy this, the Royal Air Force that, and Russia's launching this, and China's commissioning that, and Beretta's doing this, and it just goes on and on and on. That's kind of important that we realize how pervasive and how big that is. So I'm kind of making a point there. But, when you know, we try to get the whole truth out there and complete out the whole full circle, you know, with our scriptures, of course, and our philosophical and what do you call it, religious or, you know, scriptural discussions we have. And then, of course, activism. If we're not willing to do something, you know, you don't have any reason to complain. You know, voting doesn't do much because the voting machines are electronic and all a giant scam. With that, we're going to go to Charlie in Los Angeles. Is it the Charlie? Charlie, how are you?
Eric, how you been? How you been?
Oh, hanging
Eric?
In there. What's up tonight?
Oh, I thought I'd just talk about North Korea a little bit. Now, North Korea and South Korea have been quietly over the years talking about reuniting.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not good for Wall Street. Because a unified Korea would be a superpower. You know, they have a 2 million man ferocious army. And then they're very industrialized, like Germany. You've got Hyundai, you've got Kia. I mean, it's very industrial. And then what comes onto the plate and what's concerning Wall Street is with nationalizing the companies, taking the companies back and bring them back home to the people. So there's a lot of consternation over the unification. Now, as far as their missiles are concerned, this, if they have anything, it is a liquid-fueled World War II type V-2 rocket that the Germans had back 70 years ago. This is very old technology. Their nukes, I am very suspicious. I don't believe they have them. I think what's going on is North Korea hates Japan. See, Japan went into North Korea and killed them without mercy. So they like antagonizing Japan. They like shooting something across their bow every once in a while.
Right.
But for the most part, they're no threat to us. They're a threat to Wall Street.
Yep.
And if there is any kind of strike by the United States, and if there's any type of quick victory, or like we knocked out their nuclear power, it's fake. It'll be all fake because there's just too many instantaneous casualties if you start throwing a match over there. They got a 2 million man army that could charge across the DMZ and take Seoul within probably 12 hours.
That's or less. 20 miles isn't very far.
2 million men, and I know people from Korea that I talked to them years ago. They said, they're just, look, we had the we had to get out of there 60 years ago. We could have. We didn't nuke them then, and we ain't going to nuke them now.
Yeah, I agree. What you're going to see is going to be
scared of this. Don't be. This is BS.
Yeah, it's going to be staged.
I think so. If there's any type of war, any type of attack, you just keep your eyes peeled to see if you know if you can poke some holes in the story. That's all I got to say.
Oh.
Thanks for taking my
excellent call, Charlie. Thank you for that Wall Street analysis. And he's exactly right. When you look behind the scenes, when you look into the corporate, into the money structure, what's going to be affected? The refusal to have a central bank and a fiat currency in Korea, the potential of a unified Korea being a competitor and possibly nationalizing some of the corporations, foreign corporations that might be there right now. There's quite a bit going on behind the scenes that you're only going to hear about here on the RBN Network. Thanks, Charlie. Any comments on that, Chris, on the all the world's a stage? Was it Shakespeare? I believe it was William Shakespeare who said, all the world's a stage. Chris, are you still with us? I'm concerned I didn't hear you chime in back there just yet. Hopefully, Eric the Freedom Screamer is still on the air.
Yeah, you're
so,
here. I don't know.
Okay, we'll try Chris back on the phone. Okay, it's fun having these difficulties. They're just mysterious sometimes because I know the enemy likes to interfere with what we do here on the broadcast. I've had texts come up missing and deleted, out of my inbox and outbox. And there's all kinds of little technical stuff that, it's the price of activism. And you know what? I'm glad to do it because I know I'm on the right track. I want to thank all the callers tonight. If anybody else wants to squeeze in, it's 800-313-9443. So between all the corporations I know, and we've done the list here, you know, the Wall Street corporations, investment firms, banking houses, insurance agencies, retirement, pension funds, we did the list here. It's just ungodly. The list of corporate owners of Correction Corporation of America that does not have the Bundys in their torturous grip tonight. Thank, praise be the Lord. Vanguard Group, BlackRock Fund Advisors, Millennium Management, BlackRock Institutional, FMR LCC, New South Capital Management, Daiwa Securities, DE Shaw, Acadian Asset, Bank of New York Mellon, Goldman Sachs, 1.8 million, 800,000 shares, Mason Capital Management, Bank of America, Northern Trust, Prudential Financial, Geo Capital, Philadelphia Financial, Two Sigma Advisors, Two Sigma Investments, Anchor Capital, Genesis Associates, Lee Danner and Bass, Conifer Capital Management, Carlson Capital, Investco Capital, Citizens Advisors, Amerair Press Financial, First Trust Advisors, Edge Capital Partners, Pyramid. Need I continue? What do you think? You know, I mean, so when you really look at what's, and that's just one of the four or five pages that I got here, and that was just a few of the hundreds of pages. I mean, it's ungodly. The amount of Wall Street corporations and banking investment firms and houses, they call the advisor group this, and institutional trust that, and investment LLC, and the partner, international partners, capital management, retirement fund, life insurance, all these categories of companies, and there's hundreds and hundreds of companies in each one of those type of categories. And they own these private corporations that are heavily invested in the military complex. Once again, I mean, you know, USN provides more frigate details to prospective bidders. Although the cost for the new U.S. Navy frigate will be an important consideration, the service will put more weight on other combined ship and programmatic attributes, the U.S. Navy official told bidders on November. The bidders, U.S. Navy told bidders. They're taking bidders at the U.S. Navy. What do you think those bidders, who do you think's paying those bidders, bills? You and me. And who do you think's blood's going to spill? Naive and foolish, foolhardy conscripts in the new military enlistees and innocent people overseas. And that's who's going to pay the price. Because we know Dick Cheney's not going to pick up a rifle and go storm the DMZ in North Korea. Certainly you're not going to see Donald Caesar out there. Are you kidding me? He wouldn't mess up his hair. And meanwhile, George Washington was out at least fighting the battles and crossing the river and leading the troops at 4 in the morning in the freezing cold weather and risking his life and having bullets fly 3 millimeters from his earlobe okay? And at least he was out there fighting the fight. And I'm going to hear on other broadcasts that Donald Caesar, the billionaire fluff child from New York, the lying billionaire from New York City, the guy who's going to keep the military-industrial complex up and running strong, he's not going to give you one war. He's not going to give you two. He's going to give you three. You're going to see one in the Korean theater. You're going to see one, probably four, one in the Middle East with Iran being attacked either by us or Israel, which is both, possibly some scrap in the – I don't think they're going to do anything in Northern Europe. Too many independent-minded people there, and it could break apart into a nationalistic situation that would backfire in the Vatican Zionist New World Order's face. And, of course, AFRICOM, five miles down the road from the Chinese military base in Djibouti. Oy. Looking like they're going to stage a giant international conflict to try to gain that new world order with America at the helm, bring back some prosperity to the slaves at home, put them to work in factories for a small wage, and that really hasn't even transpired yet. I mean, show me the jobs. I drive around the small towns in rural upstate New York, so there's cities not too far away, and the suburbs are sprawling, and then local towns. It's a kind of a good kind of a snapshot of, you know, a balanced mix of country, suburbs, and city, and everywhere, things closing down. The only things that are opening up are international, multinational, China-backed, or state-granted things. The classic case was P.W. Minor Shoes, American-made here in Batavia, New York, P.W. Minor, M-I-N-O-R. And they ran broke because the state regulated and taxed them right out of business to where they were in so much debt they couldn't stay afloat and comply with all the government BS from the communist pigs in New York. So they basically were about to fold up shop, and the state came riding back in a typical Hegelian dialectic form, problem, reaction, solution, create the problem, offer a solution, right in as the savior. And they came, here's your couple of million-dollar grant, P.W. Minor Shoes, we just ran you broke, and now you can take the state money and be beholden to the state in a public-private partnership that's nothing more than a taxpayer-funded company making shoes that I should get a pair for free if I'm paying for it through my tax dollars. It's like Laser Max got a $2 million check from Congressman Tom Reed for military lasers to do research and development for the military. Well, that R&D that Laser Max did to develop their military hardware, they're using it. They use that same R&D budget fund to put for their civilian market stuff. So all that stuff on the shelf at Walmart or wherever at your local gun store, their R&D was paid for by us. I want my free laser, man. Come on, gimme. I paid for it, bitch. I want my free Laser Max laser sight for my rifle, and I want it now. All right. We're coming up against the end of the show. Gary, I want to get a prayer for all the incarcerated patriots. Gary, are you still with us?
I'm right here, yeah. Okay. We'll go right to our Father and ask him a blessing on all the patriots, and especially the Bundys who are out for the first time. I don't know if their dad is still incarcerated. He said he wasn't going to get out for one reason or the other, but wherever he may be, we pray, Father, that thou bless him and give him strength and give him more strength as he's going to need in the up and coming days. And for Tom Lochtevar, who is spending his time in a halfway house now, Father, we pray that he would have a quick release and be able to get back to his normal life with his family and everything else. And Father, there are just hundreds of cases across the country where the government has brought charges on the people with no law to support the charges. I myself just sat in an all-day affair with three attorneys and a so-called judge who was trying to help, and the whole thing was nothing but a lie. The whole thing was nothing but just their opinions. And one thing I asked him one time, Father, where's the law you're talking about? They don't go by law, he said. They go by their own opinion. You look up opinion in black, white, I think it says that is the law that they operate. And Father, we ask that you expose these people by whatever means it may come to. Expose this evil situation, and maybe we'll have people who will come forth, and we'll have maybe a leader that will come forth and say, this is what America is going to do. We're going to stand in the right way of Yadi Vahi, and we're going to bring forth the laws and the judgments and the statutes that he gave to us, and we promise to keep them as a country. This is what it's about. And Father, we thank you for your saving, redeeming blood that shed. It was shed at the cross, the remission of our sins. And we thank you for that sacrifice you've made. And we ask, Father, all in your name of Yod He Vahe, so be it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gary. We really appreciate that. I value that extremely. Thank you. I want to thank everybody tonight for who participated in this broadcast. The wise words of wisdom from Gary in Michigan, the wise words of the law and history from Chris in Las Vegas. Hopefully you gleaned a few things from even from Eric the Freedom Screamer, the activist. And you're only going to hear this on the RBN network. You're going to hear BS and garbage and distraction and the jerk around and the run around and the hyperventilating about sex scandals and email scandals and the usual low-level names. Where's the coverage of the Bonnie trial from the other outfits? We got 1 minute, Chris. Go ahead.
To your comment, I was occupied when you asked me about All the World is a Stage. I had a T-shirt that I was very fond of. It said, "If all the world's a stage, I want better lighting." It was from the Stagehands local here in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
I want to make sure that Gary knows that the compensation for you is saying all those nice things about me earlier will be in the mail.
Chris and Eric, I just repeated what you sent to me and what you told me to say.
It did a fabulous job. Thank you.
Think the world of you, and I know everybody else does, and you're so devoted. And what you wouldn't have to go through all this. You probably got a decent retirement, but you have a better issue that you're going to be able to go before our Maker and say, "Listen, I did the best I could." And that's all we can be asked of us. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Thank you so much, Gary. That is awesome. We're all going to hopefully go to our Maker saying we did everything we could.
God bless Tom.
God bless Tom. Thank you, Tom. God bless the Bundy. Thank you, Mike, on the board. Thank you, Gary and Chris, and all the callers tonight. Good broadcast. Post the link to this broadcast in a downloadable form on as many other websites as you can, and be a promoter of the RBN network. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow night. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. See you then.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack.